Okay, so have you ever wished you could just like snap your fingers and have all your work done, like poof, reports written, presentations designed, even music for your latest project?
Sounds pretty good.
Right. Well, that's kind of the promise of generative AI, and that's what we're diving into today.
We're talking how it's changing, well, everything. How we work, how we create, even maybe what it even means to be creative in the first place.
So for our listeners who maybe haven't gone too deep on this yet, what exactly is generative AI? I mean, we hear it everywhere these days.
Yeah, it's definitely a buzzword, but with good reason. Basically, it's a type of artificial intelligence that, well, it doesn't just process information, it actually creates new content.
Content-like.
Anything, really.
Right.
Text, images, music, you name it, even code.
Okay, so like ChatGPT, that's the text one everyone's talking about, right?
Exactly. ChatGPT is a great example. It's a generative AI model that can write different kinds of creative content, like poems, code, scripts, musical pieces, email, letters, etc. But it's not the only one. There's DALL-E for images.
Oh yeah, DALL-E, that's the one that makes those crazy pictures, right?
Yeah.
Like a cat riding a unicorn on the moon, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And, even Microsoft is getting in on the action with Copilot, which helps developers write code.
So this is more than just like automating stuff, right? It's actually like mimicking human creativity. That's kind of wild.
It really is. And businesses are already taking notice. They're using generative AI to streamline all sorts of things. Like, think about marketing. Imagine AI writing reports, creating marketing copy, even designing entire campaigns.
So like no more writer's block. Your AI assistant just whips up a presentation for you. I could get used to that.
It's not just about convenience, though. It's about freeing up human employees to focus on more strategic, creative tasks.
Right, so the AI handles the grunt work and the humans can do the big picture thinking.
Exactly. And it's not just marketing. AI is transforming customer service too. We're seeing more and more chatbots that can handle customer queries 24/7, and they're getting really good at adapting to individual needs.
So maybe no more being put on hold forever. That'd be a win.
Definitely. But the really exciting part is how AI is fueling innovation. It's speeding up product development. Like, think about designing prototypes or running simulations in gaming or film.
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, take the healthcare industry, for example. AI is being used to discover new drugs by simulating how chemicals will interact.
Wow. So that could mean like cures for diseases faster than we ever thought possible.
Exactly. And it's not just healthcare. We're seeing AI-powered innovation in pretty much every industry. Manufacturing, finance, education, you name it.
So what you're saying is this stuff is kind of a big deal.
It really is. But of course, there are challenges too.
Yeah, like what?
Well, one of the big ones is data privacy. These AI models need massive amounts of data to learn, and that raises concerns about how our information is being used.
Right. If AI is going to know so much about us, how do we make sure it doesn't, use that information against us?
That's where ethical AI design and regulation come in. We need to make sure these tools are developed and used responsibly, that they benefit society without compromising our values.
So, like, are there any specific things being done to address that?
Absolutely. For instance, there's something called differential privacy, which is a technique that allows AI to learn from data without actually storing any personal information.
Oh, that's interesting. So, like, it can still learn, but it doesn't know who it's learning from.
Exactly. It's like it can see the patterns in the data without seeing the individual data points. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. But I mean, this technology is changing so fast. How can we even keep up?
Well, that's another challenge, right? Keeping pace with these rapid advancements. But it's crucial that we do because the implications are huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about the tech itself, it's about the data that's being used to train these AI models.
Exactly. If the data is biased, the AI will be biased too. And that can have real-world consequences. For instance, an AI system used for hiring could discriminate against certain groups if the training data reflects historical biases.
Wow, so that's a pretty big responsibility, making sure the data is fair and unbiased.
It is. And it's something that everyone involved in AI development needs to be thinking about. But, it's not all doom and gloom. There's a lot of exciting potential here too. Think about the creative industries, like music and art.
Yeah, how is AI impacting those fields?
Well, we're seeing a surge of creativity. There are platforms like AIVA that are composing original music scores.
So, like AI writing symphonies.
Yep. And artists are collaborating with AI to generate stunning visual art. There's even a band, YAChT, that released an album entirely composed by AI.
Wow, an AI composed album. That's wild. So, I mean, does this mean that AI is going to replace human artists and musicians?
I don't think so. I see it more as a collaboration. AI can be a powerful tool for artists, expanding their creative palettes and pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Right, so it's not about replacement. It's about augmentation.
Exactly. It's about using AI to enhance human creativity, not to eliminate it.
That's a good way to put it. So as we navigate this new world of generative AI, what's the most important thing for our listeners to keep in mind?
I think it's about staying informed and engaged. Learn about the technology, explore its possibilities, but also ask those tough questions about its implications.
Right, because this is a future that we're all creating together.
Exactly. Generative AI has the potential to solve big problems, enhance creativity, and improve our lives in countless ways.
But it's up to us to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
So to all our listeners out there, we want to hear from you. What excites you about generative AI? What worries you?
Yeah, jump into the comments and let's have a conversation. Because the future of AI is a conversation we all need to be a part of.
Absolutely. This is a deep dive that's just getting started. So keep exploring, keep learning, and let's shape this future together.